You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, hey, everybody. It's Wednesday night, time for American Winer, podcastdetroit.com. How is everybody? It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's the biggest drinking night of the year. Let me just turn the music down there. There we go. Hit pause. All right. The studio is full tonight. We have the very first full studio ever. And I have so many mics to turn on, so let me just do that very quickly, all the way up for everyone. Barely hear me. There we go. All right, cool. The reason we have a full studio is because, almost my entire family is here from Minnesota. I got four of my cousins, and then from Los Angeles, one of my siblings, and then from South Lyon, another one of my siblings. And so I'm only missing one of my siblings and one of my cousins, right? Did I get that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Cool. So, yeah, everybody's here, and we're just going to talk about Thanksgiving. And I think that the easiest way to do this to start the show off is we're going to go around the circle here, and we're going to say what we're thankful for. And hopefully that'll jumpstart the conversation into the show proper. So I'm going to start. As everybody knows, my name is Alex, and I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest out of all of these little bastards. And I've known you. So that means I've known every single one of you for my entire life.
Wait, what'd you just call me?
Who are you calling bastard, you bastard?
Hey, and, right, let's give it a clue.
And I'm going to go with I'm thankful that everybody could be here and that everybody is able to come on the podcast. As soon as I saw that I had a show falling the day before Thanksgiving and I knew that you guys were coming in from Minnesota, I said I have to try and get as many of them on as possible. And we, you know, we're 80% there. So that's awesome. And we'll get the other two. We'll get my other brother and your older sister on another time. So
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Get us all done at once.
What?
I'm just kidding.
So that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the ability to do this podcast and to have everybody here for it. So we're going to start with my youngest brother, Elliot, and take it away.
Oh, well, thank you, Alex. Okay, so I'm Elliot, and let's see. What am I thankful for? Well, first of all, I'm thankful that all of my cousins were able to come here, and that Amel surprised us and just kind of randomly showed up at the house, so I'm also very thankful that she was able to
get here. I didn't know that you were coming home for Thanksgiving, so I was I walked in today, and I'm like, I think I saw a text like a couple days ago, and it mentioned you, like our dog being happy to see you. And I'm like, why would the dog be happy to see Amel if she's in LA?
It was a last minute flight decision. 2 days ago, I found out I was going to have to work this week. And so I found the cheapest flight I could and flew a red eye and got here on Monday. So, yeah, it was pretty quick decision, pretty quick turnaround.
All right. What are you thankful for, Amel?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm thankful that I was able to come and be here. But I think I'm also really thankful. I just recently made the move to Los Angeles and things seem to be falling into place for me. So I'm thankful, you know, that I made the move. Yeah. That
things
are working out.
Well, you're working for Universal now, aren't you?
I am. I am working for Universal Studios in Hollywood. So
that's awesome. Yes. And, you just were on Jimmy Kimmel, like 2 days ago.
I was just on Jimmy Kimmel.
Big debut.
If any of the listeners out there feel like they want to, you know, watch some Jimmy Kimmel and try and find me, it's when he is introducing the band Manchester Orchestra. If you look over his left shoulder, you can see me making some dumb faces back there. So take a look.
All right. Kaylee.
All right. Mostly I'm just excited to be here, and I'm thankful for all of us being alive and well and being, I don't know, just we're laughing a lot.
I'm thankful for laughter.
Well, I'm thankful that we get to, you know, get together every once in a while and, like, reminisce on all the memories from the past years.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, this year especially with Grandpa's birthday earlier this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was saying on the way here, the cousins, I can't remember the last time I got to see you guys twice in the same year. Yeah, I don't remember when that was. We were probably kids when that happened.
Never. So, let's just have a shout out to Grandpa Dan for turning 80.
And yeah.
Big 80.
Happy birthday.
That's what I'm talking about.
So so Kaylee is the second youngest, and from Kaylee we're going to jump over to Matt.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm an out. I mean, I'm thankful for the opportunity to just get to see everyone again. I mean, everyone's getting older. We all got jobs and other commitments. So
thank goodness we all have jobs.
Yeah, it's really hard to get together and find time, thankfully, around the holidays. So
don't tell my job I'm here.
Yeah. No, but it's nice to gather around and share some good food together tomorrow and hopefully make some more memories to share later down the road.
Alrighty.
All right. I'm Jared, and I'm the youngest of basically everyone in the family.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, he's the baby. Everyone. Yep. But he's the tallest.
Yeah, me and Jared are the tallest. Yep. The tallest and the youngest, or the tallest and the youngest are the oldest. The oldest and the youngest are the tallest.
But, one thing I'm thankful for is just being together here with everyone I love.
Aw, that's nice.
Alrighty. And last but definitely not least, Zach.
Hello, everybody. First, before I say
well, what a great show.
Hopefully this isn't the last show.
It's the 25th show, so we're a quarter in here. So.
Well, I just want to ask, is this podcast, is there anyone telling us what to say or...
No.
How to
no.
run anything or
no. This no. is completely on the go. We just wing the thing.
I can say whatever I want.
Absolutely.
And nobody will turn a face.
Nope.
I think you missed a line on your chat.
That is freedom. That is America. I am thankful for that. That is awesome.
Patriotism.
What are you thankful for?
You can say whatever you want. This is completely free speech right here. This is pretty cool.
Absolutely. This is the internet. So
yeah,
this
good
is
point. It's good not point. Russia.
But also
I'm a fan.
Thankful for all of you guys, family, friends. I have a girlfriend back home and I couldn't make it out. So
oh, true. Shout out to my boyfriend, yeah. Oslo.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
So now that we've gone around and introduced everybody, we weren't really sure how we were going to structure this. We were talking about it, you know, on the way over here and as we were visiting at our parents' house before we took off. And we were going to talk about Thanksgiving memories. That was one of the topics that came up. So I think that's what we'll start with. And Elliot, you said you had a couple memories that you wanted to share. So we'll just go around and everybody can share a memory or two that they have of us growing up. In the past 30 some years now, all of us, getting into various mischief and things. So, Elliot, what are the memories that you have of us? Thanksgiving related would be great, but they don't have to be.
Yeah, no. At least the one that just kind of came off the top of my head. I'm not sure if this was during Thanksgiving or not. I know that a majority of the kind of the gatherings that we had did revolve around Thanksgiving, but
yeah,
or Fourth of July,
or
Fourth of July parties.
But I remember Ben, Zach, Matt, and I were in our room, and I think Kaylee kept trying to get inside of the room for some reason. We were like,
probably.
"No, we're too cool."
I was always left out.
That's a perfect segue to what the joke is. So we kept trying to like close the door, and then Zach went over to the door, and like it was open just like a half inch or a crack, and it's just Kaylee's little face. I don't know how old you were, like 6 or 7, and you just say, "Do you guys still like me?" And Zach just goes, "No," and slams the door.
That's when I grew thick skin.
Oh,
I was like, I know they'd like me still, deep down.
Does anybody else have memories of leaving Kaylee out of various
activities?
Night vision, hello, come on.
Oh,
I wasn't even
yeah.
You guys mentioned me at the end, but like you guys
yeah, I wasn't
let
even
me
in, that.
In the
all?
Film. No.
How old were you in that?
What was
it
night
was
vision?
2001?
Oh, it was a blockbuster before its time. That's
so, Night Vision. So our
Academy Award winner.
Our brother Ben, who isn't here, he is a budding filmmaker, and he got a camera that had a Night Vision feature on it so it could see in the dark, and that spurred the wildly popular blockbuster hit called Night Vision, a very creative title, if I do say so myself. Where we were actually in Minnesota, where the cousins live, and we were filming this Night Vision movie What was the premise of it?
There was some murderer or something, and it was, you know, I know
Zach, trench coat. Zach
was in a trench coat, and he was the murderer.
But he was also a kid. He was also like one of the sleuths.
I don't know if that was my choice. Was that?
I'm not sure. Ben probably gave you the coat. Was like, you, this is you. You're doing this.
So the movie was just we got like interviewed in the beginning, and then we like ran around their basement like looking for dead bodies and stuff. And
we didn't find any.
Apparently, Kaylee was trying to fall.
Spoiler alert. Jared was in it.
Yeah,
and
because Jared
was
cute and little.
I was cute and little. I was a little chubby in the cheeks, but I was still cute.
You were really cute.
I don't have any memory of night vision. I remember you guys talking about it. I remember it was like, wasn't there a series or something? Like every time you guys would get together, there'd be a sequel to night vision. It turned into like the Saw.
We like always talked about doing another night vision, but the original, the only one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is the announcement.
This is the official announcement for Night Vision, the sequel.
Well, I remember there was like a counter, and what was it? We couldn't, nobody could swear because we were so little. And so there was like, oh my God, was said at least 80 times throughout the entire thing. The half hour, 45 minute film.
Yeah. A memorable line from that we'll all remember from Night Vision was Ben. We were in the bathroom filming, and he was filming, and the murderer walked by the door, and Ben goes, "Don't look! Did you see that?" It was scripted very well.
Oh man,
that was a typical thing. I think when we get together, there's a lot of just like antics and.
I thought you were gonna say swearing. But,
well, now I think
well,
like there's
too,
a lot of
yeah,
swearing.
No. As the years have gone by, that's definitely become a factor.
Yeah.
What was the average age of us during that? We were like 12?
Well, if that was 2002, yeah, that would have been like, I mean, I was 16 in 2002,
yeah,
no. So.
Yeah.
I was that old. We were that old.
15. I feel like it had to. I feel like that was a late 90s thing.
Yeah.
That had to.
Yeah,
more than
like
an early 2000s thing, you know? But the thing is, I don't remember participating. I was always like, I'm like, oh man, I have all these memories with these guys. But then I think most of my memories are like of you guys all playing together, and I would like be off in my room or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's because you were older. So like, yeah. Allison and I are pretty close in age. Ben and Zach are the same age, and Matt and Elliot are
me.
The same
yes,
age.
You almost forgot
so, so I think that there was like that built-in friendship, and you didn't really have anybody, and neither did Kaylee and Jared. Sorry,
yeah.
Guys.
Yep, let's go.
Blame your parents. Or blame my parents, rather. They stopped with Elliot. Shout out to Katie and Mark.
Yeah
shout out
to
Katie and Mark.
That are listening.
Yeah, come on. I don't know if they're listening or not, but we're definitely not swearing.
Yeah, the last thing that our mom told us when we were leaving is, and don't swear. I told her, I don't know if she's listened to any of my other podcasts, but... you know,
don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of swearing.
Producer Katie. Overseeing the whole production here.
So anybody else got a memory they want to share? Anybody at all? I have one memory that I can share involving Jared when Jared was a baby. It's not Thanksgiving related, but it's something that I'll never forget. It was at Grandpa. Our grandpa used to own this small house out on Duluth's east side, and we were. This was during probably the early. This was definitely late 90s. This was like 98, 99, because I was probably like 12, and Jared was a baby, and you were born in 98, so you would have been one or two.
Yeah,
and I remember our parents were watching. There's Something About Mary. On the TV out in the living room. And this is after they put us to bed, and we were all crammed into this little guest room on the floor. And Jared was still out with them. And I remember we used to get Jared to like crawl over to the room because, of course, we're not going to sleep. And we just continuously screw around, you know, in the bedroom. And then they would come yell at us, and then we'd calm down for a little bit and then start screwing around again. And then that would repeat itself until they separated us. But I remember Jared at one point crawled over to the door, and then the parents called him back into the living room. And I remember as Jared crawled away, Ben crawls out into the thing, and he goes, Jared. And right at that moment, I could hear on the movie that they're watching this guy go, "What the hell do you want?" And it sounded like Jared, baby Jared. Most of my memories with you guys involve being put to bed and then not going to sleep and just being and getting progressively louder and louder and louder, and then somebody would come in. And it was so funny because the like progression of the parent that would come to yell at us would get more and more serious. Like first it would be mom, and then it would be because it depending on whose house it was, right? First the mom would come, and then if we didn't shut up, then the dad would come, and you know that it's starting to get real now.
And then, but what was the always the threat? If we were staying at somebody's house,
you have to sleep with grandpa.
And he snores.
He was a snorer.
So yeah, no. You have to sleep with grandpa. That was the line in the sand.
They'd bust that out.
But I think the best parent having to break us up story is, I think it was the same time around when Alex's story was, but we were all at grandpa's house and grandpa had to work in the morning and we could not contain ourselves.
Probably had a lot of sugar that day.
Always. There's a lot of laughing, a lot of just being loud. And my mom finally, her last straw, she could not handle it anymore. She made Zach sleep in the kitchen on the floor under the table.
It was always Zach or Ben that got it.
Or Zach or Ben always had to be physically removed from the rest of us.
Okay, but going off of that, this continued into like us becoming like full grown teenagers, like almost in our 20s. I remember it was me, Matt, Elliot. Oh, wait. I don't know if it was Elliot or not. But then Ben.
What the hell?
Never mind. It wasn't Elliot.
We were sitting in the kitchen table at your guys' house. And we, for some reason, were drinking chocolate milk in, like, really fancy glasses. And we would put whipped cream on the top. And then we were just sitting there talking. And then Ben was like, oh, my mom's going to come down. And she's going to yell. And she's going to say, Ben, go to bed.
She's just going to yell at me, right?
And then
even though you're all doing it.
Right, so. No. And then, sure enough, Katie comes down. She's like, Ben, go to bed. And everyone else is like, all right.
Eric's such good tributes for the rest of us.
Ben is pretty famous for the one who would always get in trouble. Like, he would always get a lot of stuff blamed. Even just, like, when it was just the four of us without the cousins. I had a knack for knowing, like, I could, like, feel it when my parents were going to come yell at us. So then I would, like, run away and go sleep. And then my parents would be like, you guys need to be quiet. Look, Amel is just nice.
Amel is an angel. Yeah. She is an angel sleeping there.
I do remember, and maybe this is why, like, as you guys got older, I have less memories with these. Because when I was younger, I feel like I had kind of a similar situation to Ben where I would get blamed, like, it's like, why aren't you telling them to behave themselves? Like, why aren't you taking charge?
The third
You're not
degree.
Being the
guy. Yeah. I remember you saying that during, and every time you did, I was like, no, like, you're not going
to,
no, you're
Yeah,
not,
and I'm like, because they don't blamed. Listen to me. Why the hell would they listen to me? They're going to do whatever the hell they
you're
want.
You're fine.
Alex is like the gentle giant.
Well, so I took that and I was just like, well, hell, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to go off on my own. I'm
not
just gonna,
my job.
Yeah. That is not my job.
I want to hear a memory from Jared. I feel like I've never heard like your perspective of the craziness that.
Yeah. Do you remember that moment that I said where you were like, what the hell do you want?
He was one.
No, rolling around.
I have like no like memory of that at all.
Do you have any memories of us all together?
Can you remember?
How is your memory?
Are you able?
Physically able, but yeah. But I guess one of my favorite ones is just when we built like the tape towers. So we basically
classic
VHS tapes that are that's all they're good for. Yeah. Now.
Yep. So once we got them all stacked up, then we're like, okay, we need something to knock these over with. So and then like Ben's like, oh, there's a jar upstairs with a whole bunch of pennies in it and stuff.
Yeah,
so they throw pennies knock them at down.
No, the pennies weren't strong enough, so we moved to quarters. And Ben was like, let's all throw quarters
at the
tapes.
It was a destructive phase in our life.
That wall is still marked up in the basement.
This is before iPhones, guys.
Yeah, this is before iPhones.
And then we moved on to the pool balls.
Yep, we covered it. Covered it up. Yeah. That was just one of my favorite memories.
The tape tower. That is another thing. That's another thing I had stopped bothering. Because I guarantee you, if I'd have been there, I would have been thinking the whole time, like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. These guys. They're breaking the tapes.
They did together, though.
I could just see my dad coming down and be like, why were you letting them do that?
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
It was entertaining.
Construction. Zach, I want to hear a memory from you.
Oh, man. Where do I start?
All the times that you scared the crap out of me. How about that?
Oh, that was just more like daily.
There's nothing special there.
Not really Thanksgiving.
We like to play a lot of catchphrase. Yeah. on holidays.
True.
And someone just brought this up today to me. Like, it reminded me. I think it was my turn, and I had
describe yourself.
Describe yourself. Yeah.
The word was good looking,
and I was trying to like point at myself, and I'd be like, some people would say about me, and then around the crowd, everyone's like, fat, stupid,
drunk.
And I was like, thanks, guys. Jeez.
You got so sad, you were like looking down, you couldn't look at
us. Pretty
sure
I just passed it.
Yeah, you were like, just what is good looking?
No, you slowly let the timer tick down, yeah, and just
forget
like,
it.
Look more and more at the floor, and your smile turned into a deep frown, and you looked up and said, it was good looking. Accurate.
And we actually have catchphrase here. If we need to fill time towards the end, we'll bust out the catchphrase.
It's always an enjoyable event.
Oh my gosh. We get so loud.
Yeah, I know. If you think we're loud now.
I need to turn down the volume a little bit.
I got another one. I will say 4th of July's were always the best.
Middle
at your guys' house, at least when I was younger, like maybe it kind of influenced me and my friends when you guys finally came back to our house and 4th of July got a little out of control. neighbor kid across the street, we were playing hot potato with smoke grenades.
I remember that. That was great.
Mortars and upside down and on top of each other and throwing them in crowds of people.
Yep.
And,
good time. I remember having a stern talking
because
to.
I had friends over, and we had to. Mom and Dad wouldn't let us like go that close, and they shoot or you guys would shoot the fireworks toward our house, and like they went right over me and my friends' heads, and we were like, "All right, we should probably go inside now."
It builds character.
You guys did give back to the neighborhood though, because the cars that had to stop because there is 3 or 4 mortars in one tube, and they had to wait for all of them to go.
There were so many people there, like so many people, and cops would just drive by and like they would not stop because they could not do anything.
Ah, such
about
nice
it.
Kids.
What a nice neighborhood. I miss that.
Don't shout say out my last name. Avenue. Yeah.
Matt, have you given a memory yet? I think you're the last one.
No, I was trying to avoid this.
Well, it's down to you. So.
Yeah, it's all you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Pressure's on.
Yeah. Is it time for a commercial break?
We don't have commercials. Elliot's showing you something on his phone.
Yeah.
What do we got here?
Yeah.
Is he trying to save?
I've been writing down some key words for some memories.
I guess one thing I remember, it kind of goes back to when we were younger. I don't remember how young we were. But back to just how Ben and Zach would always get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Kaylee always had the hardest time falling asleep. And she would just mumble and talk nonsense. And
don't remember
I don't
that.
Know what where she got this from, but she would just keep saying, yeah, yeah, yo. And for some reason, our parents always thought it was Zach, who was a little more grown up and distinguished at the time and had a,
like a
broader vocabulary, I believe.
This was earlier this year.
If you
get
must
a little
know,
focus tonight.
If you must know, I was singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, E-I-E-I-O, but I couldn't quite say E-I-E-I-O.
Under her breath. So she was sitting in a chair because I was sleeping right next to her. Under her breath, she was like, Old MacDonald. And then all of a sudden she'd be like, yeah, yeah. No,
as a, yeah, really yeah, 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 yeah. Really confident on that part.
That's really interesting. I never. That's like you know, when you hear a song for like 20 years and you mishear the lyric and then you finally read the lyric, you're like, oh, that's what they're actually saying. I never knew. I just thought it was just this, like, you know, toddler.
Been that the whole
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I remember that. And Zach was in the kitchen. And saying that, and then
that.
He was like mimicking you, and then all of a sudden we hear Auntie Gigi from the living room. Quiet, Zach.
Do you guys remember when I think it was in my room, and it might have been like a tear in the mattress or whatever.
Was it in the mattress or was it in the screen?
It was the screen. It was after we watched Hook and we were sword fighting.
Oh, no.
Oh, so and you guys did actually tear it.
All I remember.
I mean, no, we never did that. What are you talking about? Are the parents still listening?
All I remember about that is my mom like lecturing us because nobody would admit to who did it. So they got all of us into my bedroom and my mom was lecturing all of us and saying like, you know, basically trying to guilt one of us into ratting somebody out.
Interrogation tactics.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. And I remember your guys' mom, Auntie Gigi, was like cut in at some point and was like, my mom's going on about whatever it was, you know, like, you know, you guys have to. And then Gigi is like the, you know, in a rap battle, you know, like the like a
the hype man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But I remember Gigi comes in and she's like, you have to admit it. You have to. And my mom looks at her. She goes, quiet, Gigi. She stomps her foot.
Bad cop.
Yeah. Gigi, even worse cop.
I remember we were leaving some aquarium. I don't remember where it was, but it was we were in the parking lot and we were joking around and everything. And our car was going by and everything. Anyway, we were back at the house. And our parents were lecturing us on the importance of paying attention in parking lots. And my mom was saying, when you guys are in a parking lot, you need to be paying attention. You know, you can't be joking around, you know, thinking who has the wisest crack. You need to be focused on what's going on.
I didn't think that was in a car. I thought that was in Grandpa's house when she would right before she separated Ben again from the group when we were trying to go to bed. It came. Wisest crack is definitely one of the greatest hits of the memories.
Oh man!
But boy, we I feel like we're making our parents out to just be like constantly yelling at us and stuff like that.
It's
like
not
there are
so many.
Oh, there are nine of us.
Terrible.
Total.
Yeah.
Ranging in age from, you know, I mean, how far apart are you and Jared?
I was 12 when Jared was born. So
I mean, there's a 12-year
gap.
A lot
all these
of
little
kids
running around.
They
it's
have
like
to put up with a lot of wisest cracks.
That's
nine
a wise
kids
crack.
Running around. No.
Looks like Kaylee's got a memory.
Yeah, still a fond memory is being woken up by Uncle Mark singing that one song, you know, like,
can you sing it? The bright sun comes up, the dew falls away.
Good morning, the little birds say.
And I think we just broke the mics.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to say, that is, I started this podcast because I wanted to document, like, conversations that I have with my friends and family. That is on record forever now. As long as there is an internet, that will exist.
Shout out to Mark for that.
Yeah,
beautiful
rendition.
Mark for that. Probably more realistic. Realistically, our grandpa.
Yeah.
Our Poppy.
Wait, what? Cool. Poppy actually came up with that?
Probably, my guess, but.
Huh.
That's a different.
That's
day.
The other side of the family, so.
Not you guys.
I was like, wait, what?
That's a high standard to cross for the American Winer numbers 26 guest, I guess.
Yeah. So, we're reaching the bottom of the hour here, and I was saying before we went on the air. That the show called American Winer, kind of the hook of it is we get to the bottom of the hour and I ask the guests what they want to whine about. And I hadn't even thought about that with you guys. So does anybody have anything they want to whine about? And we'll try this. And if we don't have much material in the way of whining, then we'll just play catchphrase.
I got something to whine about.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So I don't know if I'm getting old and just cranky or something, but when I go out to restaurants these days, the food is not good. It's not good.
What restaurants?
I'm not a good cook.
Applebee's?
Like, I can type in Google, like, how to make this. And I can make it. And I go to, say, I don't know. I've been to several different chain restaurants. And if you're going to a chain, yeah, you know what you're going to get, I feel like. And it's mediocre. But if you go out and get a steak somewhere, like, I don't know. You're going to pay like $30 and the steak, I don't know. I could make one on the grill and it'd be so much better for, what, $10?
Yeah.
So you're saying you're better than the professionals.
I
that's what you're saying.
Think.
It's better
the
than
restaurant
the chef
business.
At, can we name restaurants?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Pear Wasp, but Applebee's would be it.
Me and Grandpa.
Like microwave.
Pear Wasp.
I believe the term is Crapplebee's.
Me and Grandpa went to Applebee's yesterday on the way here.
How was it?
Grandpa, thank you for buying me lunch.
but
seriously, like, the prices go up, but the food quality goes down. And I don't know. I just think it's kind of crap. So.
You know, I've noticed that, like, I started cooking for myself. I finally, like, watched Gordon Ramsay and, like, I learned how to make a steak and salmon and all this stuff. And basically it's pretty easy. You just add salt and pepper to whatever it is and put it in the oven or on the stove, and then it's done, you know. And then I have these, like, I eat fruit, and I buy tubs of the baby spinach, and I'll just eat the baby spinach right out of the tub. I don't even put it on a plate or anything, and that's what I eat. But I've noticed that it's really not that hard to make food that is, you know,
it's not
palatable. Yeah.
Period.
A restaurant, I can see for a restaurant, yeah, you're providing food for a bunch of people and you're going to a restaurant because you're too lazy to make it for yourself or it's convenient or whatever, but
that much more for the convenience.
But think about a relationship, you're gonna take me out to dinner twice a week or something like that because we're dating. So it's gonna be nice and we're gonna enjoy ourselves. But I go out to eat and all I can think is, this is fucking $100.
Tell us how you really feel.
Maybe Duluth? Do you think that might be the restaurants in Duluth? Or
no, and it's not $100, it's $50.
But it seems like $100.
For two people?
I go out when I go to Red Lobster or something, I go to Red Lobster for those biscuits that they serve.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I'll get a lobster tail or something. And that's usually pretty good. I'm good with that. But McDonald's, I can't eat McDonald's anymore without feeling guilty, first of all, and then physically bad as well.
McDonald's is like a one night stand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect way of putting it.
You have the guilt.
Possibly. You don't want to tell anybody.
I don't know about your guys' one night stands, but I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Speak for yourself. I can't eat fast food anymore without physically feeling, not, I wouldn't say ill necessarily, but it's just my body is why are you still giving this shit to me? What do you expect me to do with this? I've been doing this for 31 years, man.
It's ridiculous how expensive it is. I went to a really fancy restaurant in Ann Arbor with a friend of mine. We just kind of wandered in. We're in basketball shorts and a t-shirt. And we had our own t-shirts. We were not wearing one collectively.
Just to clarify.
Good point to notice.
Get along t-shirt.
But I think we spent $80 or something like that. And we got Fiji water and four shrimp.
Fiji water
Lord. But the waitress listed all the types of water incredibly quickly. And it was oh, God, I got the cold sweats. Fiji, whatever. Just give me some water.
Fiji's the only one I picked out of that list. Fiji water is the mark of bottled water is one thing. Bottled water was a joke when it came out. And, of course, it's everywhere now. And that's all you drink. But Fiji water is just why would you get Fiji water? Why would you get smart water? Why would I pay $2 when I could just get the same water for 99 cents?
This water is fancy. It's from Sweden and it comes in a glass tube. It's going to cost $7 for, 8 fluid ounces.
And that's the thing. They make it out like it comes from these these pristine springs from up in the Swiss Alps or something. And you know where it comes from? The freaking Detroit River. They filter it through the Detroit River and then they...
Some guy named Chuck is just scooping it out of there, just one bottle at a time. Yeah.
There's a bear pissing upstream.
Good work, Chuck. Personally, I'm a fan of Ice Mountain water. It's so crisp and delicious.
Also a proud sponsor.
You beat me by one second.
I wish, man, if I could drink get free water from them for the rest of my life.
Pass
I
would. You can get free water out of the tap at home.
You know what, Matt? That's enough.
Yeah, fucking pay me, Ice Mountain.
Seriously. You're welcome.
Anybody else have anything to whine about besides restaurant food? Anybody at all?
I was driving home from work today, and I actually spoke about this at the bar earlier today. But whenever somebody has to make a right-hand turn, and they have to come to a complete stop, and it's not like there's a light. You're in the middle of a road.
Just a common complaint. We talked about traffic for almost the entire half hour of whining last show. So traffic is a common
occurrence.
Yes, common topic on American Whiner.
Yeah, people, stop leaving your house.
Yeah,
just stay there.
Let me just get where I'm going. You stay home. I'll go places.
Why are you stopping at a roundabout when there's no oncoming traffic? It's a yield sign.
People
it's not
don't
a stop
know,
sign,
people
sir.
People don't know how to use. People don't know how to use a roundabout.
It's very European. That's true.
Well, the thing, since we're on the topic of traffic, on the way here. There's always that one dude who's going 5 under and he's going to the exact same place that you're going to. And you're usually late when you notice this person. You never run into these people when you've left early and you're relaxed and, taking a leisurely drive to get to wherever you're going. It's always when you're running behind. And then this person goes, 5 miles under the speed limit the entire way there. And it's always like you come up to a turn and you're like, oh, please don't go right. Please don't. God fucking damn it. And then you get to and then you get to the next turn, and then they make, and then by then you're just like, well, I'm just assuming that this person is going to go exactly. And then what's the best thing is when you finally are able to pass them, if you get on the freeway or, you know, you get an opportunity to pass them, you give them the look, you know, as you go by.
You want to see, it's just awkward. Yeah, you want to see if they're as stupid as they
drive. You know what you do.
Oh, I have a funny story. I swear to God this happened. I was driving with my dad once on the freeway, and we were in his work truck. So it's a Sprinter, so you're up high. And there was this dude in the fast lane doing, you know, probably, I don't know, 75 maybe. And my dad's like, come on, let's get around this clown. And he goes around him. And as we pass, we look into it, we give him a look, and it's a freaking clown. It's a clown. This dude dressed up like a clown.
Oh, my God.
So that was
– it.
We had – yeah, exactly. So we had – so that was – that's a fond memory there. This is not related to anything that's ever happened to me, but I always tell this story. There's this it was on America's Funniest People, that old show. It was like the B version of America's Funniest Videos. It was hosted by Dave Coulier opposed to Bob Saget hosting. So it was like everything about it was like a tear down from America's Funniest Home Videos. But there was this dude. It was a news report. And this anchor just starts laughing because this clown had stolen a car and had gotten into this police chase. And they had footage of the scene. And all you see is this, it's the camera's on the side of the road, and you see this white car coming down, and there's all these cop cars behind it. And this, as it gets close to the camera, this clown leans out of the driver's side window, and as he goes by, he goes, woo! And he's following, all these cop cars are following him. And they show that clip, and it goes back to the anchor, and the anchor is just cannot get his shit together. He's just laughing so hard. And the quote was like, the clown stole the car just because he needed a ride home. That was the reason. Oh.
Mr. Jingles needed a ride. Yeah.
I'd like to see that mugshot. And you know what? I have not been able to find that. You'd think that video would be on YouTube,
viral.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not. I've not been able to find it anywhere. It's one of those things that has just disappeared.
Darn.
And you've looked for it?
I have, yeah. And that's the problem. You can't like find something. Like I type in clown video on Google, and it's, I mean, you get billions
of hits.
It's just
a bunch of creepy clowns.
It's it stuff mostly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so any other topics for whining? Any Thanksgiving related topics?
Not Thanksgiving, but I would just like to point out that I am so upset at how expensive college is, and
ooh.
You know,
ooh.
Things got serious.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
This got real.
Yeah, this
you
is
know,
good.
That's a can of worms.
Yeah, a little bit.
So let's hear about it.
Well, I don't really have that much to say, but personally, I've been very blessed with, you know.
Why are you
my
standing
life.
Up and stomping your feet?
I'm
sit down,
no,
Kaylee.
I'm very relaxed.
And cross your arms.
Oh, anyways, but there's like a bunch of first generation students out there, and a lot of them come from other countries, and they don't really get a lot of help with financial aid, and they don't really know about financial aid, so they're working like 2-3 jobs to try and afford school, and it like really sucks. Like I've met a lot of people that don't know what to do, so then they get introduced to financial aid, but like still it's just like not enough. And for some people, like they don't get financial aid and they can really use it, but I don't know. That's
it's
just
crazy.
One of the things that bothers me. So.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm still paying off my loans, and I didn't even I haven't even gotten a job in my degree, and I probably
right.
I don't know that
I
will.
I just got a job with my degree.
You did? Oh, you did? You finally got your money's worth, huh?
Barely. It's a part-time job at Universal.
Well, still though, you're in the
foot in the door.
Yeah, foot in the door. There
I
you
mean,
go.
This job is not going to pay my loans. Just because it's in my area of expertise doesn't mean it's going to be paying my loans. I'm going to be paying my loans till I die. I'm going to be 105 and be like, here you go, Damien.
Yeah.
Please take all my money.
What yeah, is she celebrating? Her 80th? No, she just paid off her student loans.
Yeah, I don't know when mine are going to be paid off. It's you know, and this is like you were just saying, Kaylee, like we're you know, we're middle class, you know, we're like doing okay, like in the big scheme of things, you know. There's people that are doing way worse, and it's a struggle, man. Like you gotta, I mean, I'm not even sure where to go with it because you know, you had. I remember when I signed up for him, I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Right. And I think that thrown that's in. The, yeah.
I didn't get the help
error.
That I needed. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, like, I can't really say much because there's people that don't have education.
Yeah, there's people that don't have the opportunity at all. Right. You're right. And that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, but even now, it's like even a bachelor's degree is like the new diploma. Like, you have to get it even if you want to get baseline stability in our society. It's, you know, I really think that there will be some sort of reckoning with that within the next 20 years. I don't know that it'll necessarily be like a bubble that'll burst or anything like that, but it's like this can't go on forever. Yeah, you're just loaning out this money and then there's not enough jobs for people to pay them back.
Yeah, it's a systematic problem and it's not sustainable.
Yeah. So
says Elliot, the economics major. Yeah.
Someone give this guy some money.
And me too, please.
I mean, if you're hitting on
yeah, no, you're throwing
well.
It out there, yeah.
And it's crazy too because you know I went to school 10 years ago. Now this is 10 years ago that I almost 10 years ago that I graduated, and it's gone up crazy. Like I'm not planning on having kids, but if I did, I don't know how the hell I would ever like.
Right.
I would tell them unless you are absolutely certain as to what you want to do, like. You have a clear cut plan. Don't do it. Otherwise, just get a job. Learn a trade. You know.
Yeah, they say that there's lacking of the trade.
People yeah, now the it's trade, there's right? a deficit so with that. Yeah,
school, yeah. Yeah. If I could do it again, I would do a trade.
What trade would you do?
Pipe fitting.
Electrician.
Oh.
Pipe fitting actually does pay a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Plumbing.
The job that I have now, which I didn't go to school for, I just ended up doing it. You know, I mean that there's such a demand for that. They'll be like, "Do you have a pulse? You know, can you think?" Okay, great. Yeah, you're
but
good
to,
enough.
To be fair, I do think. I mean, like you said, a bachelor's degree is kind of the new diploma. I mean, when you apply for a job, 90% of the time, they want you to have a bachelor's degree. They don't really care what it's in.
Yeah.
They just want to know that you were able to
did you do
get
it?
Through college.
Invest
you know, focus
yourself.
On it. Right. So, Jared, take note. You should finish college. Jared's the only one here who hasn't graduated. He's in his first year of college.
Freshman.
What do you think?
I haven't graduated yet.
Neither has Kaylee. Kaylee is also in school.
I would just like to point out.
I was going to say, yeah, we have to. We actually have two college kids here.
Oh, man.
We've heard from one of them. Jared, what do you think about this? What's your opinion?
I guess I just want to hear keep going on, I guess.
He's in the very beginning.
He probably won't notice this until, like, you know, when I started noticing it, like, sophomore year. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually really broke. Like, I need to get a job because I can't keep, like, going to my parents and, like, even though I still do. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I love you guys.
Wait, what'd you just say?
What? What do you mean?
Oh, so thank you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. They're the best. Literally, shout out to them. I owe them my life. When I am graduated and have a job, I will buy you guys a cruise ship for yourself.
Careful, careful,
oh, that's nice.
Careful.
Don't
this is being recorded.
Yeah, that's locked
after
in
you
now.
Live with them for 40 years.
No, that actually reminds me. I used to tell Mom, I was like, Mom, I'm going to live with you forever, and any money that I get, I'm just going to give it to you because you're the best.
But the look on Mom's face was... No, you're not going to.
Please, don't
live. Get out of this house.
High eyebrows.
I just thought of a story about Kaylee that I feel I need to share.
Good.
When Kaylee was little, she was a cute little blonde-haired, blue-eyed, like white blonde hair. She's a cute little kid. And she has a sister named Allison. And Allison wasn't asked for her parents for something or wanted something and didn't get it. And so Kaylee leaned over to Allison and said, oh, just cry and they'll give you whatever you want. So Kaylee knew
and
how
then
to work
it began.
Her parents. Yeah.
What?
Pretty good.
No, that didn't even work for me all the time.
Oh, no. You.
God, I think Allison's still listening to that advice.
I missed that entire story because Elliot got up and I was watching him go. And I missed that entire story, but I'm sure it was a great story.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, it's recorded, so you can listen.
Yeah,
back.
You can listen.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
just
be too worried
back
about it.
Back to the college being really expensive. I feel like, especially when like Alex and I went to school, it was the advice was just, we'll just take out loans. Like, if you want to do this, just take out loans. And it was never, the backside of it was never explained. We're like, oh, you're going to have to pay these back.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like,
they
owe money for the rest of your life.
And I was actually going to say earlier, like, I remember mom and dad, like, there was kind of like this split. It was like, they were expecting me to take responsibility for knowing what was going on. But at the same time, they didn't expect me to really grasp the full concept of it. They were, I remember, like, wanting to know more about it and then being like, you know, don't worry about it right now. Like, we'll take care of the setting of the loans and all that stuff. And there was nothing wrong with that. They were just trying to – they wanted me to focus on school is what they wanted.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I do feel like – I mean, I could have done more to understand what was going on.
But on the flip side of that, like, I think from our parents' perspective, that's what they did. And in their time when they took out loans, it worked the way that it was supposed to. I feel like nowadays – like, I have a friend who I went to school with and he was told, like, just take out loans. Like, just take out loans. He has $100,000 in loans.
Billions of dollars in loans.
No. And he'll never pay those off. But that was the advice that he was told, was like, well, just take out loans. Like, you'll be able to figure it. You'll get a job after you graduate.
And what buildings has your school built since you've graduated?
Oh, I don't even want to talk
That's
about
the
it.
Thing.
Because,
yeah. Good point.
Because Adrian College is where I went to school. Great school when I went there. It's a great school now. It's actually on the upswing. But you're right.
Like, I don't even recognize my school anymore when I go back there.
Yeah, it's crazy. And actually, Adrian has now done a thing where there, if you don't get a job your first like year out of school in your field, that they'll start helping you pay your loans back. Guess who doesn't qualify for that
plan?
Yeah,
I know, right?
I don't. So...
Yeah, Eastern has done crazy remodeling. They've, like you said, Zach, it's like you don't recognize some areas of it. So
they need to take that money and invest
my school.
It in their
I did a criminology degree at my school.
I definitely agree.
And it was a sociology building, and everything looked like my elementary school. Like, it was old, like from like the 70s. And now I go back there.
You
this
went to
year.
Elementary school in the 70s.
Zach has Benjamin Button syndrome. He's aging backwards.
It was old school.
Literally.
I thought you said it was elementary
4 years ago. But yes.
Oh my gosh.
Now it is all brand new. Brand new floors, brand new classrooms. Like, you wouldn't even recognize it.
It would, and that would have been fine, too, is the thing. I noticed, like, this happened to me every single time I graduated. My elementary school, I left my elementary school. They remodeled it the year after I left.
Yes, they did.
And middle school, the exact same thing.
Yeah.
High school, they remodeled. They added another wing to it. I think the only school that didn't change anything after I left was the community college I went to.
I feel the same way though. Like, yeah, like right when I left elementary school, everybody got laptops.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
I was like, what's a laptop in elementary school? And then when I left middle school, everybody got, or the whole computer, the school got like
iPads or something, probably.
Yeah, like something like that craziness. But there's always some new upgrade.
Are we still
like,
on student loans? I just came back from the bathroom.
Yeah, we kind of.
I'm not even sure what we're on anymore.
Education.
Like, we've moved into what they do with all the money that we give them. Like, they build new.
Oh, yeah, so you're not actually paying for your education.
Yeah,
you're
what
paying
has
for
your
the,
built since?
You know, the AC in the dorms or, you know,
what
the
new
which
school.
Is necessary because, good Lord, Sheehan, ninth floor. Oh my God! It was hot in there.
Right. Well, you were Elliot. You were president of your fraternity, right? So, did you deal with any of that? Like, did you have any like knowledge of how that stuff kind of?
I
works?
Mean, not so much tuition. We worked on a lot of payment plans for brothers that were, you know, more focused on paying for their education as opposed to paying to be in the fraternity, so that we were able to kind of develop it. But I mean, I've taken classes and everything, and that's always one of the topics that comes up where somebody raises their hand and they say, "Hey, yeah, why am I?" You know, why am I paying so much for student loans? And, you know, it's the same quality of education, but, you know, this school might have a pool. This school doesn't. Why am I paying that much more for this pool?
For the football team.
It's either for the football team or it's for the amenities. And that's what a lot of schools are competing for. So, I mean, if they have a lot more amenities and they're able to say, yeah, our dorms have AC, as opposed to this other college that doesn't, you know, that college that has AC is going to get more students. They're going to get more money.
And then they're going to get reimbursed
by the state. And that's so it's almost like they're guaranteed that income.
I just had a thought, and after all the bitching I just did about leaving and then the remodeling, it did happen one time. I remember my first year at Eastern, Downing Hall. They had just remodeled it. And then not only did they just remodel it, I got to live in it for a year. And then the year after, they made it for honor students only. And I was not an honor student. So I did get that one time.
You got the treatment.
No, it was I was just in it for a year. And then I had scheduled another dorm. So I was in the towers the year after that, which another good memory involving living in the towers. Really enjoyed being on the seventh floor and being able to see the brick dick in the distance, and you know,
yes.
Oh, the Ypsilanti, yes. You guys don't know the Ypsilanti Water Tower. Look it up; you'll know exactly why it's called that. It literally won an award for most phallic building in the world. Not just in the country, in the world. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I saw a t-shirt with a picture of the brick dick, and it just said very stimulating on the bottom of it. Something along those lines.
One of my friends made an advertisement for a restaurant that's right down the street from the brick dick, and he drew a face on the brick dick, and it just said, get some.
Wow. I'm now showing everybody a picture of the brick dick here.
So anyway, yeah. Well, we're coming up on the end here. We got about 4 minutes left. So I guess, it goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. When do we start?
Let's get into it deep now.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know if we'll have time for an entire round of catchphrase, but I could bust out catchphrase and we can just do one or two.
Let's keep on people. Going.
Yeah, I want to.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, forget that. We can play that later.
Okay, there we go.
That's totally fine with me.
I feel like I want to hear Elliot's story about the Littlest Witch.
Oh, God. No, I want to hear Kaylee's version of the Littlest Witch.
Okay, that's what we'll finish up on then. Littlest Witch.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's that long.
Well, okay.
Well, we'll make it last.
I think you guys tell the story better because you were older and can remember it better. But basically, when I was younger, I just
I want to hear it.
I just thought I would grow up to be some famous superstar because my cousins were in the film business. I don't know. So
after the great success we had with Night Vision,
yeah. Right?
Kaylee knew where her star was going, and it was going up.
One copy sold.
Amel, my cousin, had a costume, like a witch costume dress, and I put it on. There wasn't even a hat. I just looked like a homeless person. So we were like, I think it was Amel, me and Allison up in Amel's room. And I was like, guys, I have an idea for this movie that we can make. This can be the cover of it. I'm going to be crossing my arms and like looking like this. And I'm going to be like really big on the cover. And then Amel and Allison, you guys can be like down here and really small and like look at me and roll your eyes or something like
that. And it's going to be called The Littlest Witch.
The Littlest Witch. Right. I left that part out. Okay. You guys can take your...
Oh, God. Speaking of being, you know, a lot younger, I remember arguing with Matt, because Matt and I are closest in age here. And for some reason, we were arguing about who would be Robin. Because we were playing Batman and Robin, and it wasn't like, no, I want to be Batman, you know, because Batman's like the stronger one and everything. Yeah. It was like, no, I want to be Robin. And Matt's like, no, I want to be Robin. And I don't know how it happened, but then we both started crying.
He was just so popular. Not really, though.
You both really wanted to be the sidekick. Nobody wanted to be the main guy.
Yeah, nobody wanted to be Batman. It's too much responsibility for me.
I want to be the Batman.
I'm only five. I can't take that on right now.
Batman was too mainstream.
Wow. I think maybe Batman was Adam West at that point, so maybe that's why.
Oh, Adam West.
Really? It wasn't even Michael Keaton at that point? It had to have been.
I'm sure it was. Maybe mainstream. I just remember watching the old Adam West Batman movies.
Yeah, me too. I remember
Adam West,
that.
Good guy.
Oh, man, we could keep talking forever, but we gotta wrap this up. We got about a minute left, so and I just confirmed that the show after us is indeed here today. So,
darn it.
Well, let's just keep going. Thank Alex for having us all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, this has been, like I said, I was like, as soon as I found out you guys were coming, I was like, well, I know who I'm having on that day. So, and this has been great, and I'm so glad you guys were able to come, and we're gonna go and have a nice dinner. Don Woolley is going to be joining us for Thanksgiving tomorrow, so you guys all get to meet
him. We'll try to record the dinner conversation.
Yeah. I will be back on Monday. I got a friend of mine coming on, and I'll be interviewing her. And we will and I wrote this on Facebook. I have got to get better at sign-offs. I sound like a person who can't end a phone conversation when I do this. I never know how to.
I feel like you should like do my dad.
So,
until next time, flying on world. Your own, America.
So, yeah. Minnesota, goodbye.
I've thought about that.
I'll never be back, guys. Sorry.
I've thought about bye, coming brother. Up with a sign-off, but whatever. So. Anyway, on that note, I will be back on Monday. Guys, thanks again for coming on, and everybody have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Live bye. Long. Bye. Live long and wine often.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
We are out.